That's the Lighthouse family there, and that's Ocean Drive. You're listening to East Point Radio with me, Mark Lindsay, on a Monday morning. It is indeed the Monday Montage programme. Great other pleasure of your company, as always, be you listening across the counties of Norfolk, Suffolk, Essex, across the UK, or indeed around the world. And at this time on a Monday, very often it's my pleasure to welcome live to the programme various guests talking about events which are taking place across the UK and, of course, across Suffolk, which is particularly pertinent for today, as I'm hoping now that on the line is going to be Jeremy Guggenheim, who's the associate producer from Film Suffolk. Good morning to you, Jeremy.
Good morning, Mark.
How are you? All right?
I'm fine. How are you?
Not so bad, thank you very much. Thanks a lot. Film Suffolk sounds, from what I've seen of all the information that's been passed to me, it sounds like a wonderful organisation. Tell us a little bit about Film Suffolk in general terms.
Okay, well, Film Suffolk was started in about 2014, and it's not just to promote filmmaking in Suffolk, but to promote the filmmakers themselves, the actors and the crew in Suffolk, because this helps to make sure that the skills and the money that's generated stay in Suffolk. So it is an important organisation for Suffolk in the filmmaking industry.
It sounds absolutely wonderful. Now, are you always looking for people to get involved, new people to get involved with Film Suffolk in general?
Definitely. We've got a database of, I think, over 2,000 actors and crew. In the last couple of years, 400 roles were facilitated through that database, and over the years before that, probably 750. So it's a very active database. We don't just collect names and then forget about people. We're really trying to use them.
Now, I know that you're going to be telling us a little bit about a crowdfunding campaign that you've got coming up, and we'll talk about that a little bit further in a few minutes. But
okay,
what about the film Once Upon a Time in Suffolk? Tell us about that.
Okay, Once Upon a Time in Suffolk is the third feature that Film Suffolk have made themselves, not just arranged for other people. It's made up of 9 stories, all clearly based in Suffolk, all in a fairy tale style, but each with very different approaches. They're different writers, and they'll be made by different crews. There'll be a unifying musical score written by a Suffolk-based team of composers, who actually I work with. And there will be a small thread running throughout the film, tying them all slightly together.
Now, that sounds brilliant. I must admit, coming from Suffolk as I do, it's always nice to hear of the involvement of people within Suffolk to particularly promote this sort of thing. And I think Film Suffolk are doing a fantastic job in letting people get involved.
Absolutely. And it isn't just involving them, it's trying to grow them as well. So the people who worked on With Love from Suffolk, the first feature that we made, and Haunted Hotel, the most recent one we made, if they come back and work on Once Upon a Time in Suffolk, we'll be hoping that they'll take a higher role, something, you know, a little bit more difficult. So, you know, that development of people's skills is very important.
Certainly sounds it. Now, for people wanting to get involved, what about the technicalities of filmmaking these days? I mean, we all know about the digital revolution and everything else. Is it something which is difficult to gain the skills in?
that depends on how deep you want to get. The tools that are available are so different today from what they were even 10 years ago. And obviously people are making short films, you know, in their bedroom, on their phones or their tablets. I mean, it's extraordinary, the technology and the democratization of that technology. So it, in a way, it's easier, but it also allows far more complex approaches if you want to go that way.
Now, the films themselves, where can they actually be viewed? Are they online? Are they available through organisations like various cinemas, local cinemas? How does it work?
Most of the viewings are on Amazon Prime. they all of the films have been shown in cinemas, locally, usually. It's not hard to see them if you want to.
I see. Okay. So so it's very, very easy for people to actually view, if you like, the footage which has been produced by Film Suffolk. Okay. Now, let's talk in general terms about the crowdfunding campaign. Now, I know this is likely to be starting fairly soon, isn't it?
Yes, that's going to start in May. I don't have an exact date within May, but it is soon. And there'll be various rewards available with sort of increasing excitement, depending on how much people want to put in, all the way up to having a little walk-on part with maybe a spoken line if you want one. So there's a lot of treats available.
Now, when should people start talking to Film Suffolk about possibly being involved, as you say, possibly as an extra, for instance, or in your film productions themselves? Is it too late now to get into some of the film productions which are coming up this year, or is it the opportunity, if you like, is knocking on the doors?
The opportunity is knocking on the doors. If anybody wants to go to filmsuffolk.org.uk, that is the gateway to the database and to all of the information. Obviously, we appear on Facebook and all the usual suspects for social media. But filmsuffolk.org.uk is the place to go. Yes, please get on the database. Absolutely, the doors are open for involvement in Once Upon a Time in Suffolk.
Sounds good. Now, I'll ask you for those details again of how people can find out more about Film Suffolk in just a few moments. But I understand the goal of the forthcoming crowdfunding campaign is to raise in the area of £20,000.
That will be lovely. I think if we can raise 15, it would be great. 20 would really help. I mean, every penny makes a difference. The last film we made, The Haunted Hotel, we made for 10,000, and that basically all went on insurance and electricity. But we rely on people's kindness, involvement, excitement, to join in and help us make absolutely the best film that we can, because each time Film Suffolk has made a film, the intention has been completely to build on what's been done before and make it bigger and better.
Sounds wonderful. Now, the film With Love from Suffolk and The Haunted Hotel, apparently you've certainly reached millions of viewers, and the project has offered a unique opportunity for local talents to gain global recognition. That's a wonderful opportunity for local people across the area to get involved, isn't it?
It is. It is. And when you look at the maths of how much you get paid per play on Amazon Prime, the money that we've raised shows a colossal number of views. So it is in the region of 2 million.
My word, that's certainly very, very good. So the getting involved with Film Suffolk sounds very interesting. I mean, I'm always interested in the technical side of the operation, you know, be it cameras, sound, all that sort of thing. And of course, in the digital domain, it's a totally different concept, as I think you were saying earlier on, from, say, over the last 10 years.
Yes, it is. Things have moved. And in Film Suffolk, there is room for everybody, every kind of skill in the industry.
Now, I know that Film Suffolk, the team comprises of yourself, Nick Woolgar, Matthew McGuckin, and Julian Merry, I understand.
That's correct, yes. It was Matthew and Julian who started Film Suffolk. Nick joined fairly soon afterwards, and I'm a very new face. I've been involved in Film Suffolk for quite a while, probably 2017, I think, I got involved. I've got much more involved in the last year.
It sounds very interesting, and I can imagine, you know, your film team going out into various areas of Suffolk, and I take it you've probably done quite a bit of filming, if I'm correct, in the Ipswich area?
Yes, we've filmed on the streets in Ipswich. We use Bentwaters quite a lot, all over, and Once Upon a Time in Suffolk, the plan is to really spread that all over Suffolk. The Haunted Hotel was shot almost entirely in one derelict hotel in the middle of Ipswich. But Once Upon a Time, we are deliberately setting locations spread all the way around the county.
I'd imagine that one of your locations, possibly talking of the Ipswich conurbation, would have been Ancient House?
Well, no. that kind of thing is always really interesting, and that look will always will obviously be very useful to something like Once Upon a Time in Suffolk. It was the White Horse Hotel that we used for the Haunted Hotel.
I know it well.
Yep. we were very lucky to get that. We had four film crews running at the same time in different rooms. It was a very exciting shoot during, I think, the hottest weekends of the year. It was very, very hot, but a really exciting time. It's a fantastic experience being on a film set.
Now, does it take a lot of preparation? I would think it would, but does it take a lot of preparation in literally preparing the actual shoot on a particular location? Are you there sort of a couple of days before, a couple of hours before, a couple of weeks before, or whatever?
Well, the location scouting has to start weeks before. There are various permissions that have to be sorted out. Certainly, if you're filming on a street, permissions need to be gained from the council through the county film office, and arrangements need to be made with the individuals who own the properties you want to shoot in, and that can take a while. But as some general said, you must have a plan, but no plan survives meeting the enemy.
Hey, it all sounds very, very interesting, Jeremy. Now, can you give us that important contact information again, how people can find out more about Film Suffolk, how they can get involved, and obviously about the crowdfunding?
Yes, the best place to go is filmsuffolk.org.uk. And if you want to email us, it's info@filmsuffolk.org.uk.
Sounds great, and I'm sure that hopefully you'll have lots more people involved with Film Suffolk and getting involved with the various productions that I know that you're always working on. That sounds really good.
That would be terrific, and we really look forward to new people all the time.
That's wonderful. Thank you very much, Jeremy, for talking to us today. And just a reminder that Jeremy Guggenheim is the associate producer with Film Suffolk. Thanks for talking to us live on East Point Radio, Jeremy.
Thank you, Mark.
Thank you very much. And it sounds an excellent organisation to become involved with. You've got the details now, so get involved. I'm sure that you will enjoy it. That's all part of our feature,
Anglia
In Focus,
right here on East Point Radio.